don't know him.
Sorry,
I think it is worth saying though that I step short of encouraging Simon to continue, although I know he does, because I know that there are very few of us, if any, in this room, I think, who would put take the personal risk that he's taken. I mean, already to face a legal bill of £100,000 for which he's personally liable. I think it's almost too much to try and encourage him to go on, although I don't know what he's going to say. But I think it's a great credit to him and to his integrity that he's willing to take such a risk when many of us, me included, would probably just have stepped down and not incurred those possible costs. So I think it's very important to say that. Just before I introduce him then, I want to give some crumb of comfort to the alleged charlatans, is that all right? Alleged charlatans, quacks and witch doctors out there. This is going to be on YouTube as well, isn't it? So they're coming after me now. Where's the camera? I apologise. Now fuck off. Right now. Simon didn't only go after them. Very early on in my TV career, years ago, I went on a dodgy daytime programme and failed to libel anybody to the level that he self hit. And he invited me out for coffee. And so I went for coffee. I thought, that's nice, Simon Sings invited me for coffee. And he gave me a hell of a good talking to and said, right, next time you encounter one of these idiots, just tell them exactly what you think. While he was watching Looking Good, Feeling Great with Fern Britton, episode 10, hot and horny at 1:30 on a Thursday afternoon, I have no idea. Simon, the Pete Townsend defence would be bogus.
It's truly, truly uplifting. 10 days ago, I was in a miserable state, had a horrible ruling at the High Court, and it's just so fantastic to have so much support over the last week. And thanks to all the speakers, to Evan and Nick and Dave, Chris French for coming in, Brian for introducing me, and thanks to all of you for coming along. It's incredibly important and lifts my spirits no end at all. Genuine, absolutely not bogus whatsoever. I can see it. I thought I'd try and briefly race through what's been happening, and just to bring you up to speed. I'm in a difficult position because the libel case is still ongoing. And there's only so much I can say, but I'll try and be as open and honest as I can. Just to go back to where it all started, a year ago, kind of started actually here in this pub. I gave a talk for Skeptics in the Pub. Skeptics and Sid Rodriguez have been incredibly helpful and supportive over the last year. But I gave a talk here. I was writing a book called Trick or Treatment. The subtitle of that, ironically enough, was Alternative Medicine on Trial. There we go. And I co-authored it with Ed Zardoz, who's going to be back here on Wednesday talking about the book in more detail. But about the same time as that book was written, I wrote an article for The Guardian, and the article was about chiropractic. And the idea was, one of the things that people, Dave's already alluded to this, that people think about chiropractic and they think, well, you manipulate your spine, they treat back problems and the problems get better. You know, that's perfectly sensible. And to a large extent it is. There's some evidence to show that chiropractic spinal manipulation can help back problems. But if you go back in history to the origins of chiropractic, this guy called Daniel Palmer founded it back in the 19th century. He believed you could treat almost anything with chiropractic because the spine carries the nervous the nerves to the rest of the body. If you have a problem in your kidney or elsewhere in your body, the reason you have that problem is because of a neural impairment in the spine. Therefore, fix the spine, fix the flow of what he called innate energy, and you could fix that part of the body. He thought you could cure 95% of all diseases by manipulating the spine. In fact, the first two people he treated, one had deafness and the other had heart disease. That's the root of chiropractic. Now, today, modern chiropractors have moved on from that, and they do tend to focus on back problems. But some of them treat conditions not related to the back, and in particular childhood conditions, and that's what the article was about. The article was about the evidence, or lack thereof, for those conditions, and also the risks that may be associated with chiropractic. So the article was published a year ago in The Guardian, and the BCA sued for libel. And that's where that part of the story has to stop. I had two options. One option was to apologise and give in. The other option was to fight the threat of libel. And I decided to do the latter because One, I care about these issues. It's about health. It's about the health of children. I thought my article was fair and justified.